lot of cars off the lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is one of those days where there's so much going on, it's hard to pick where to start. Last-minute preparations are going on before President Obama's State of the Union speech tonight. The annual meeting of the World Economic Forum kicks off in Davos, Switzerland. Marketplace special coverage starts in just a moment. We begin this morning, though, with Toyota, which says it's going to stop making and stop selling 8 models in the United States until it figures out what's causing this sudden acceleration. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live this morning with that. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
First of all, what is the scale of this action by Toyota?
Well, they've told their dealers not to sell any more of many of their most popular vehicles. So listen to this list: Camry, Matrix, Avalon, and Corolla sedans, Tundra pickups, Sequoia, and Highlander SUVs, RAV4s, ranging from 2005 models right up to ones that just came off the production line in 2010. Auto analyst Mary Ann Keller says it's a stunning reversal for a company that, of course, has built its reputation on quality.
Unprecedented that a company would stop selling 8 different models in order to fix the problem.
And not only that, they're also halting production of the cars in the U.S. all next week while they figure out how to fix this unintentional acceleration.
And Mitchell, what kind of a PR hit is Toyota going to take with this?
Well, it all depends on how fast Toyota can correct the problem. Keep in mind they've already recalled more than 4 million vehicles. Keller says it could cost them billions, but they've really got no choice to protect their reputation.
Mitchell Hartman joining us live this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
We're keeping an eye on that. We're keeping an eye on what's happening in Switzerland. The gathering is massive. Financial, political, even cultural icons are there for the World Economic Forum in Davos. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is there as part of our special coverage of the proceedings as they get underway. He joins us live right now. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Steve, from Davos.
What is the significance of this meeting?
Well, it is a key event in the economic calendar, not because major decisions are made here, but because major decision makers are here, getting to know each other and getting to thrash out the problems facing the global economy.
So let's talk about those decision makers. Who are some of these people attending?
It's a pretty high-powered group, presidents, prime ministers, and CEOs from around 90 countries. President Sarkozy of France, for example. Bill Gates and Rupert Murdoch are here. And a lot of heavy hitters from China, India, and other emerging countries.
And what are they talking about? What are the issues that they're focusing on today?
Well, sadly, the catastrophe in Haiti will certainly be discussed, but the main focus is economic and financial reform. How do we avoid another economic crisis? One fascinating thing to watch, though, Steve, the bankers. They largely stayed away from Davos last year at the height of the crisis. This year, they're back in force, and we're told we'll be lobbying the government, the governments represented here, not to follow the U.S. example and crack down on the banks. Now, that doesn't seem to fit with the ideals of Davos, but then Davos has always been this sort of rather uneasy mix of lofty aims and hard-nosed business.
Stephen Beard joining us from Davos. Stephen, stay warm.
Okay, Steve.
Later today, our special coverage of the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos continues on Marketplace. Host Kai Ryssdal talks to the founder of the Carlyle Group, David Rubenstein, about the new normal for global growth. Let's do the numbers. Shares in Europe are down under 1% right now. Asian markets lost 1% or less as well today. Wall Street yesterday, stocks closed slightly lower. The Dow was off about 2 points to close at 10,194. President Obama gives his annual State of the Union address tonight. He's likely to unveil an agenda that'll focus on job creation and deficit reduction. He's set to speak about foreign policy and terrorism as well.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
It's looking more and more likely that Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will be reappointed. In Argentina, however, the head of its central bank looks as though he might call it quits amidst a very public spat. From Buenos Aires, Ian Mount reports.
Argentina defaulted on its loans 8 years ago, and the international finance community cast it out. President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner wants to pay back those loans and rehabilitate Argentina's image. But this fight with central bank chairman Martin Redrado is getting in the way. Dante Sica runs the economic advisory firm Abeseb.com. He says the longer Argentina delays paying down its debt, the more it risks looking like one of its less creditworthy neighbors.
This conflict comes at the worst moment because there's an open window right now to return to the international financial markets. But from the outside, it seems like Argentina is the same as Venezuela.
The spat began when the president demanded Redrado hand over $6.6 billion to pay down the country's debts. He stalled, so she sacked him. Or she tried to. Opposition legislators said she couldn't take the bank's reserves or fire its chief without asking them. A judge agreed. An enraged Fernandez de Kirchner accused the opposition, the judiciary, and the media of conspiring to hobble her government.
Behind this whole question of the money, there has been a huge political plot.
The opposition and some analysts claim that Fernandez de Kirchner will use the money not to pay down the country's debt, but to fund programs that will help her win votes in next year's presidential election. Fausto Spatorno is chief economist at Orlando Ferreres and Associates.
The federal government, it feels that they need to spend more money to this year and the next year if they want to have a chance in 2011.
Fausto Spatorno says the spat has already hurt the central bank's credibility with international investors. That could make it hard for the country to borrow the money it needs and make Fernandez de Kirchner's re-election plans even more difficult. In Buenos Aires, I'm Ian Mount for Marketplace.
Finally, a lot of SUVs and 4x4s navigating the roads around a wintry Davos. Too bad they're not getting in. People in SUVs and limos that emit higher CO2 are being told to take a special eco-friendly green bus to the hotel. So much for making an entrance. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.